คุณกำลังอยู่กับ SBS ไทย
Everyone, welcome to SBS Thai. Some of you may already know about the Water Safety Week, which is between the 30th of November to the 6th of December. And the 1st of December is also recognized as the first day of summer and a National Water Safety Day. Unfortunately, in our Thai community in New South Wales, we had bad news in early November this year. A 32-year-old Kun Wuttichai Kemjaren had an accident while rock fishing in Sam Fisherman Park. His body was later found in Manly Beach. Today, SBS Thai is interviewing Mr. Stephen Pearce, Chief Executive Officer of Surf Life Saving New South Wales, as a follow-up story, and he will also give some safety advice for the culturally and linguistically diverse community for this coming summer. Sholada K. Roth reports. Hello, Mr. Pearce. Thank you for your time for an interview. Can you please first tell us about Surf Life Saving New South Wales?
It's a pleasure to be here. So Surf Life Saving New South Wales is the largest surf life saving organisation in Australia. So we have around 76,000 members in our organisation. There's 129 surf clubs. We have around 20,000 patrolling members at the patrol, you know, between our red and yellow flags. Saturdays and Sundays. We have a really large professional lifeguard contingent, around 350 lifeguards within the organisation. And we also run the largest coastal drone surveillance program in Australia with around 350 trained pilots. And those pilots are trained for shark surveillance flying the New South Wales coastline.
Is it true that in Australia, drowning of non-Australians and migrants, high risk?
Yeah, look, you know, I'd probably have to say that particularly in the summer periods, you know, like we see around 8 rock fishing coastal drowning deaths every year. And there is a high representation of non-English speaking background persons, you know, like within those statistics. Yeah, you know, but interestingly, you know, what we do see is with those drownings on the New South Wales coastline, particularly in regards to migrants, it's related specifically around rock fishing.
Can you please tell us about the danger of rock fishing?
Yeah, look, you know, rock fishing, you know, it's quite strange, but rock fishing is classified as a sport here in New South Wales, but it's probably one of the most dangerous sports, you know, and as I said previously, it just has such a high representation of drownings, fatalities. But the dangers to rock fishing is, you know, for rock fishermen to get down onto the rock platforms and rocky headlands, there's always that risk that they're going to be caught off guard by any large swells or waves breaking over the rocks. And because these locations are unpatrolled, and that means that, you know, there is no lifesavers or lifeguards, you know, standing there on duty to help save these people when they fall in. It's up to either bystanders, fellow rock fishermen, or if there's any flotation devices that's nearby that can be thrown in as a rescue aid. But again, you know, it's a really dangerous activity, and only the most experienced, you know, should partake in those roles.
What are the strategies for surf life saving to do to prevent the drowning of the non-Australians and migrants?
Yeah, so look, yeah, we do an enormous amount of work with the culturally and linguistically diverse communities here in New South Wales. Yeah, so we run a lot of targeted both virtual and face-to-face programs with multicultural audiences that specifically target different cultural groups. And these targeted groups, you know, predominantly, you know, we look at Thai, Chinese, Vietnamese, Korean, and Greeks as well, because we see that they're highly represented in these drowning statistics. We also work with other government departments. governments that regulate fishing activities. So when they're doing fishing awareness clinics or education clinics, we also attend those, talk about water safety and how people can protect themselves on the rock ledges.
And can you please tell us about water safety, like for anyone's going swimming or doing any water activities in Australian beaches?
Yes, look, it's so important. With the Australian beaches, you know, there are, you know, we have so many beautiful beaches, but these beautiful beaches can be so dangerous at times, and that's why it's so inherently important that we tell people, when you come to the Australian beaches, please look for a patrolled location. And when we talk about a patrolled location, it's anywhere where you see the red and yellow flags that are flying, and we have our lifesavers or lifeguards on duty. And the reason for that is, you know, we'll set these flags up in a location along the beach that's the most safest swimming location, you know, away from any rips in the water. We have surveillance there with the lifesavers and lifeguards. You know, there's one really common terminology we always like to use, that if we can't see you, well, we can't save you. And that's why it's just so important that we try and get people to come down and swim between the red and yellow flags.
Could you please tell us your advice if anyone is in trouble?
Yeah, so look, it's really easy to start to panic once you find yourself, if you're caught in a rip along any of the Australian beaches. So, you know, the key message here is, as much as it may be difficult, but you really have to try and stay calm and float and raise your arm to raise attention of the lifesavers or lifeguards. You know, once you do that, you know, we're able to get our lifeguards or lifesavers to be able to swim or paddle out to get you. There's also one other way that, you know, if you are caught in a rip, one of the most dangerous things to do is try and swim back into shore against that rip, but you just won't be able to because the current's too strong. So we always recommend to people, if you are caught in a rip and you think you can swim out of danger, it's just to swim diagonally across the rip rather than against it, and you'll be able to swim back around and then safely back into shore. But again, you know, you won't find yourself caught in those situations if you swim between those red and yellow flags.
And what would you advise if there's anyone spot someone else in trouble?
Yeah, look, you know, really great question. The first thing you should do is make sure you bring that to the attention of any lifesavers or lifeguards on duty. Now, if there's no one there on duty, you should ring our emergency call number, which is 000. And when you ring 000, we'll be notified straight away, and we can get either the police or other lifesavers and lifeguards to respond around to assist. If you do have anything nearby that you see someone in trouble that you think can be used as a flotation device, you know, we really recommend that, you know, you can throw that out to them to try and keep them afloat until we get any lifesavers or lifeguards there. But one thing we really don't recommend people to do is, you know, we see so many tragic instances where people actually go in to save other persons in distress and in fact become the victim themselves. So unless you're a really strong, confident swimmer, we really recommend that, you know, just ring 000 and get the attention of the lifesavers or lifeguards to come and help retrieve that person.
That's really important. Can you name any dangerous beaches in New South Wales?
Yeah, look, I'd have to say, look, every beach in New South Wales is both really beautiful, but also can be exceptionally dangerous, you know, under certain conditions. So there's not one particular beach we say never go swimming at, but what we do say is, yeah, the safest beaches to swim in New South Wales is anywhere where there's red and yellow flag flying and a patrolled location.
Lastly, is there anything else that you would like to add?
Yeah, look, I just think, you know, for any of our international visitors that are coming to any of the Australian beaches, you know, we have some of the best lifesavers and lifeguards there on duty. You'll see them dressed there in their red and yellow.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's just so important that if you're going to come down and really enjoy the experience on the Australian beach, you come down and you swim between those red and yellow flags.
Yep, okay. Thank you for your time and the information, Mr. Pierce.
No, pleasure. You have a great day.
That was an interview with Mr. Stephen Pierce, Chief Executive Officer of Surf Life Saving New South Wales, about water safety. I am Cholada K. Ross. Thank you for listening with SBS Thai.
กำลังฟัง SBS ไทยฟังเรื่องราวที่น่าสนใจอื่นๆได้อีกที่ sbs.com.au/thai